Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Good morning, Carolina. It is an awesome day to be alive because if you have to work outside, at least you'll be able to break by, let's say, lunch. I'm going to call it there because that's when we'll start seeing a bunch of rain. So there.
Nice.
Oof, half days. It is also Tuesday, so Tuesday means new music here at the Wolf. One of my favorite days because I can give you things like this new song from the dude's Old Dominion. Listen here.
Let's be brand new.
Called Song for Another Time. And if you remember, do you remember the last song they had?
Yeah.
Snapback?
Uh-huh.
And you know, I was not a huge fan of Snapback because it was not the deepest song ever.
I
it was
seem
a song
to
about,
recall.
It was a song about a hat, right?
Uh-huh.
This, on the other hand,
one more day, what do you say?
I think they've got a hit on their hands.
A little bit more substance there.
Yeah. Song for Another Time is what that's called. So be ready to hear a lot of that. And in this here, this is going to be massive. It is Frankie Ballard.
This has a really good tempo.
I wanna be a cigarette.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's got the ear candy.
Yeah.
In it. Way better. The last one was it started with a beer? And now this is like 10 times better.
I think I could run to this.
Really?
That's how I base my quality on music.
You know which one you need to try is the have you listened to the Thomas Rhett CD front to back?
No, I have not.
Do it. Stream it or do whatever you got to do today and when you do your run, because I that was yesterday's run song from or run album.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. It was tempo. It was a good time.
Nice. Front to back. I like it.
Check this. I'm a comeback, I'm a comeback kid. This is a big one. Greenville, Tennessee's own Band Perry. It's called Comeback Kid. I don't know if you got to check any of the 24-hour Facebook live stream they did yesterday. But they are literally embodying this song. It's kind of the anthem of their career right now.
Comeback Kid?
Right, because they were with, was it Republic Nashville, which was a part of Big Machine Label Group, the same group that had Taylor Swift, or has Taylor Swift, and Brantley Gilbert, Eli Young Band, all these really big acts. Tim McGraw now, Rascal Flatts, Reba, all these. So rumor has it that they were working on a new CD, okay? But it was 100% pop.
Really?
And it was going, they were going to shop it to not Republic Nashville, but to Republic New York and say, you know what? We're walking away from country music altogether.
Wow.
So it created a lot of drama. They were still under contract to do another country album. And next thing you know, they are no longer with Republic. They walked away. Republic walked away from them. They said, that's it. Cool.
Hmm.
Breaking up. And they were without a deal for 6-8 months.
Wow. That's scary.
Yeah. So they're kind of sitting out there on their own. They had all these tour dates committed. They had all this music they were sitting on and all that kind of stuff. So guess what? Now they're with a new label. And if I'm not mistaken, it's with Universal, which has the George Straits and all those of the world. A more traditional leaning true country label. So
yeah,
we'll see.
Okay.
So Kimberly Perry says, we want you to know that we are not switching over to pop. Oh, well, they even signed with Interscope Records. That was what it says. So even though Interscope is a pop label, that's how that last rumor started. But they're going to stay true, bona fide country. I believe I'm better now than I have ever been. Which is good, right?
Yeah, they're staying with us.
Well,
okay. They have a little poppy influence there. You can feel it.
But let me just tell you how it is, okay? For what it's worth, we in country music have always had the stigmas, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so when we have somebody we build up, and you see them go off and they kind of walk away from our genre. I don't know about you. I get a little butthurt over it.
Well, yeah, you feel like they maybe abandon you?
Right. It's that you don't dance with the one that brung you mentality, right?
Okay.
So, you know what? Last Christmas when this stuff happened with the band Perry and they were walking away and they put out this song that was, I mean, it was straight. It sounded like it was supposed to be on a pop station, right? And I'm like, you know what, man, this is not cool. These are people from day one we got to be really good friends with, and we're this bona fide country with banjos and mandolin. If you cross over every once in a while, that's cool, but dang, man, what about us?
I think it's kind of like selling out.
Exactly. So they say they're not going to switch over to pop, but there is one big thing that Kimberly Perry has done, and it is the most devastating, earth-shattering thing ever.
What is it?
She is now a brunette. She had the most beautiful, poofy, blonde hair, and I was watching the live stream yesterday. It's like, that's not my girl, is it? Who's... No!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.